Hachette Audio presents The Widow's House, Book 4 of The Dagger and the Coin, written by Daniel Abraham, read by Pete Bradbury.
For Cat and Scarlet. Prologue. Innis, the Last Dragon. The dragon rose. With every stroke of his great wings, his sinews creaked. Before, only hours before it seemed, he had flown this same coast, this same air, with ease. Now, rising above the ice-cracking waves taxed him. The strength he assumed was gone, and the weakness was also testimony that all his worst fears were true. He set his jaw and pressed himself up, 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 rising to clouds that frosted his scales as he touched them. Brown earth and green water stretched below him. The snow on the ground matched the chill foam on the wave tops, and he labored. Before, only hours, moments, the war had been at its height. The trap he had set for his mad brother, the last desperate hope for victory, had been in its final phase. All that had remained was to convince his imperial brother that he, Innis, the last of their clutch, had died in the fall of Astapal. And then, when Mad Murad went to the island to claim his victory, to mount one last attack and drive Murad and his allies deep into the palaces and laboratories and sink the island. All would drown as one. Innis had sent his friends, his lover, and the servants he trusted most to accomplish what he could not be there to complete. His scent would have distracted Murad and turned the whole business to chaos, so he had allowed himself to be buried in a secret tomb and invoked the silence. Murad would drown and his unclean allies with him. The madness would end, and those who remained would come and draw him back to wakefulness. Together they would remake the world torn to ribbons by the war. Or else Murad would survive the trap, and Innis would die there, hidden in his hole, and the world would end in a delirium made of fire and false certainties. Those had been his hopes and his fears only hours ago, it seemed. Days at the most, not centuries, not millennia. What's become of Dracus Stormcrow, he had asked. And the slave, the first blood calling himself Marcus Wester, had
Sample complete. Ready to continue?